Hey now, welcome, welcome, welcome. You are listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station, and we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And I have to tell you that this is one of my favorite days of the year. I think it is almost my favorite. It might be the top in the top five. It's really, really close to being number one. But I think I might get in trouble if I put that ahead of Jesus' birthday, my husband and I's anniversary, or any of my children's birthdays. But it's very, very close. We are in the season of marching orders. And if you know me, you know that I live by marching orders. And I have my sister, my business partner, our legend, and the global icon, my sister MC Light is here to join me in this discussion about marching orders. But before I get to her, I want you to listen to this.
So this is for everybody who started off this new year, this new decade with high hopes, high dreams, faith. You're going to change everything. This is going to be a new year. You're going to have a new you. You're going to have a new budget, a new man, new midsection. Everything is going to be new. And it has not started off the way you expected it to. Then this is for you. Now, for those of you who've got it all together, you don't need to watch this. But if you're still trying to figure out how to make it, this is for you. I want you to join me for marching orders. March is starting. It's coming. Let me tell you what marching orders means. The beginning of the year is not just the first day. It's not just the first week. It's not just the first month. The beginning of the year is the first 3 months of the year. Because whatever you put in place by the end of March is going to reap in the remaining 9 months of the year. Nine is the number of reaping. Why? Because anytime you multiply nine by anything, it comes right back to itself. Nine times two is 18. The one and the eight equal nine. Nine times three is 27. The 2 and the 7 equals 9. 9 times 9 is 81. The 8 and the 1 equals 9. So if you try it anyway, it's going to come back to itself. So whatever you put in place right now and you finish during the month of March is going to reap during the remaining 9 months of the year. So if you did not get your budget straight, if you did not get your relationships in order, if you have not started your home-based business, if your career is off track, whatever it is, this is your time to grind. I have been following marching orders for the past 12 years. Now, 12 is a great number of cycle completion. There are 12 months in the year. There were 12 disciples. I could go on about the number 12. So for 12 years, I have been following marching orders. For 12 years, I have been listening to Sandy Bakken, the IRS attorney who used to train the IRS agents who now just train self-employed people like you and I. He's also a CPA. So 12 is a great number of completion. So I want you to get on this path with me. The first year that I followed marching orders, I finished that real estate broker license in 3 days, and I made some money that year. Another year that I did marching orders, I reached out to Russell Simmons' office. I didn't know him. He didn't know me. I didn't know anybody who knew them. I just knew that I did not want to be in corporate America anymore, that I wanted to follow my dreams. I wanted to follow my passion. I reached out. I got a meeting, and I left that meeting running a national program. Another year, I was told to write my salary for what it was that I was doing. I wrote my salary in the spreadsheet. I sent it in. They called me and told me it wasn't enough, so I got to rewrite my own salary. So what's going to happen for you during this marching order season? What is it that you want? What are you trying to get? What goal are you trying to reach? Let me tell you something. Life is not going to give you what you want. You're going to have to go and take it. You're going to have to learn the rules of the game and then play the game by the rules. Learn the rules of the game. Let's just say, for example, the tax system. Learn the tax code. Your tax preparer is not going to tell you. I've been on set all weekend with people who have been doing taxes, and they're not telling people that they can hire their kids in their home-based business. They're not telling people that they can travel and write it off for business, or that they can drive their car and write for business. Now, some of them are, but many of them are not that focused. They can only address what you bring them. So you have to take matters into your own hands. You have to get the financial education. You have to find out the truth. You have to pass the test. You have to be the one to say no. If you got paid this weekend, do you have a plan for your money? At some point, you're going to have to follow the financial rules. You're going to have to spend less money. You're going to have to get more money. And then you're going to have to get your money back. There's no other way to do it. There's absolutely no other way to do it. It's going to take an all-out attack on your goals in order for you to achieve them. Your goals are not going to come falling in your lap. Your goals are not going to come knocking on your door. Your reward, your breakthrough, you're going to have to push past the end. You're going to have to push past your own mind. You're going to have to understand that life is 10% what happens to you and 90% how you respond. So when people don't do the right thing, you can't get bent out of shape for too long. Cry for 2 minutes and then move on. When people don't do the right thing by you, you can't get stuck on that. You're going to have to learn that lesson, figure out how you contributed to your own situation, and then you're going to have to go to the next level. So are you ready to march? I'm ready to march. I'm ready to take this thing on by storm. I want to change my life, and I want to help you change yours. So let's march.
Woo! Okay. Light. Oh, my God. Mm. The first time I preached that sermon, because, you know, for years I wrote it, I sent it out. I've talked about it over the years on radio and in media and in my speaking engagements. But the first time I preached that sermon right there that we just listened to, it has a sermon. It's just, you know, it's no longer a speech or anything like that. It was 2020. And like, it was right before the pandemic hit. It was right before the pandemic, and you are my business partner. You know what happened in March. You know what happened in April, May, June, July. You know what happened in 2020. Now, the world experienced a lot of tragedy. We all were shocked. We didn't understand what a quarantine meant and so on and so forth. But I always say you will come out of this pandemic either as a millionaire, a billionaire, or a witness. And I don't know where we are in the middle of the first two, but we certainly were not just witnesses. But we were witnesses to growth, massive growth, explosive growth. In fact, that's my post, my first post every day on social media is talking about explosive growth because I follow marching orders every year like clockwork. Light, this happened to us. It's happened to people. What are your thoughts about marching orders the first time you heard it and from experiencing it yourself?
Well, first off, it was just a delight to know that the beginning of the year is still here. You know, because a lot of people, when they put something together for January and it doesn't pop off the way they expected it, then here comes February, quick and swift, you know, shortest month of the year. It's like some people could believe all is lost. But March is the opportunity to regain your strength and repurpose your focus. And so that's what I like most about hearing about March is like, yes, marching orders, all of the things that you've put in place already, it's not too late to kickstart them. You're still in the beginning of the year.
Yeah. And, you know, for me, it's that reaping part because whatever we do in the first 3 months of the year are going to reap in the remaining 9 months. And I have had example after example after example after example. I don't know if you remember the year like when we put in, well, you have to remember because it wasn't that long ago when we put the platform in place, the education platform. And then it reaped like unbelievable, but not just for us. It reaped into the lives of others. So I want to talk about marching orders. I want to talk about goals. I want to talk about pushing past as our vice president, executive vice president of community affairs, Desiree Clay. She says, push past your quit. I want to talk about pushing past your quit, pushing past your kids, pushing past the drainers, pushing past the haters, pushing past doubt, pushing past all of that stuff so we can get where we are trying to go. And I'm going to keep repeating this. Every year on March 1st, I have a session, a Q&A. So go to asklynn.org. Go to asklynn.org. Submit your inquiry. Wait for your immediate reply. And then sign up, get the book, get your money back, because we are talking about hundreds of tax deductions. Folks are trying to get their lives straight. But if you start to live your life like a business now, then you can reap in the remaining part of the year. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson. MC Light is here. We have to take a break. We'll be right back. WVON.
Do you want to leave a legacy for your loved ones? Do you know the difference between an estate plan and a will? Are you newly engaged and concerned about getting a prenuptial agreement? Are you married to your child's mother or father And do you know what happens to insurance money if you are not? Call your wealth counselor, Attorney Deidre Wood Stokes. With over 22 years of experience, Attorney Stokes has all the answers you need to help you secure your family's financial future. You can find Attorney Stokes on Lynn's List at www.lynnmillionaire.com. That's www.lynnmillionaire.com or call 888-LYNN123. That's 888-596-6123. Protect your legacy now.
Hey, hey, now welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. We are creating millionaires one day at a time, $1 at a time, one dime at a time, and I have to say one march at a time. It is marching orders, and that means you are included. This has already gone viral on social media. It's giving people so much power. I want you to get involved, and I want you to get in the season of planting so you can reap for the remaining 9 months. MC Light, what are you planning for this year? What are you putting in place during the month of March? I know I have so many things happening. We have books coming out, of course, always during the month of March. We've got new classes that are going. People are doing exceptionally well with how to start a home-based business. They're doing exceptionally well with the Manage Your Money Mindset Masterclass Series. Folks are in the Financial Coaches Boot Camp. I am still recruiting insurance agents and those who want to come into the insurance business, because we've got people all over the country. What the pandemic did show us is that people were underprepared, underinsured, and there are families who left their children and their families unprotected. And so we're just hitting it from every angle, and I'm excited about it. What are you excited about this marching order season?
Oh, goodness. There's so much to be excited about for this entire year. But specifically for March, we as a team, as a company, have our first production of a sitcom. And so I've been getting ready for this all my life, you know. So to actually be in the month of March and we have got our scripts together. We're now going over set designs and costumes and, you know, all of the things that are going to be necessary to make this happen. And, of course, you and I discussed this in strategy meetings before, what we were going to do in the area of TV and film and development and production. And now, because we strategized, because we planned, here we are living in the day where we're putting up our first production. So for me, March has everything to do with setting the tone for this new sitcom that will eventually be on air in October. So as you can see, we've got a far out advance time so that we can get everything right. So this month is preparing for shoot time, and shoot time starts the second week of April. So every day of this month for me is about planning for the success of this television show.
Wow. You know, this year for me is, I have to admit, this is a confession. I am taking my health far more seriously than I think I ever have in my whole entire life. I lost 100 pounds. It's been 14 years. And I thought I was set. I was done. I promised God that I would take care of this new body. And I have. I've maintained the weight loss, you know, take 5 to 10 pounds here or there, up or down. And I've done that. But I did not necessarily see the value in exercise. I was like, why do I have to do that? Why do I have to run? Why do I have to walk? Why do I have to work? Let me just work my brain. But, you know, there's a very famous passage that I often share with those who are, you know, struggling the other way. You know, if they're dealing with too much weight. And I remember saying to one of my family members, you know, Teddy Roosevelt was one of the greatest. He had a brilliant mind, but he was very sickly as a child. And his father said to him, listen, son, your mind is great, but your body is not going to take you where your mind wants to go. And so he went on this regimen of getting physically fit so that he could actually carry out, so that that body could carry out all the things that his mind wanted to do. And I would have to say that the past 13, 14 years, however long it's been that I've been following marching orders, I think it's been 13 years now. Yeah, because I started in 2008. My mind has wanted to go far places. And guess what? I've gone there. I've worked, you know, for Russell Simmons. I went and got the job that I dreamed. You know, I saw it in a magazine and I dreamed it in my head and it happened. I reached out to you, and not only did I help you start a foundation, we are literally sisters and building multiple businesses together. I'm like, I own all of these businesses. I think I'm a little tired. Okay. Now y'all need to spread this out to some other people, you know, so all these great things. But I also realize, I am approaching, an age, a pretty significant age, and we ain't going to talk about the number. It is what it is. And things change. things change. Your memory starts to go a little bit, like all of these different things. And the truth is, I was so active as a child. I was always on the cheerleading team. I was always on the dance team. I loved African dance. I tap dance. My godmother, Diane Holder, she taught me all dance. We went to competitions. I danced with Joseph Holmes on the north side of Chicago. I did all of that. And then I got comfortable and said, I don't want to move at all. And let me tell you, during the quarantine, I was the happiest person ever. I was like, oh, we can all sit home and go nowhere. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, because I'm a hermit. Really, by nature, people don't really understand that. But the truth is, you need exercise so your lungs can expand. And then, you know, the whole body works a certain way. And what I didn't realize is all those years of traveling, us getting on planes, off planes, walking, moving, going, you know, that clearly that was the exercise in a way that I was getting, at least I was getting the body movement. And so, you know, this year, I am launching financial fitness. I've been talking about finances forever, but you know, we need to put the fitness in there, because how much money you make is in many cases commensurate with how good you feel about your body every day. How good you feel about getting out of bed, how good you feel about, if you're sluggish, if you are bloated, if you are, all of these things can affect, and impact, how successful and how productive you are in what you're doing. So I'm excited about that. I'm taking my health, very seriously. I want to be here as long or longer than Grandma B. You know, she passed right before she turned 98. I know you said you don't want to live that long, but I want to live to 127. But I want to be cute and fly while I'm doing it, okay? I want to be cute and fly. You know what? You all are listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. It is marching orders. Go to asklynn.org right now. Wait, submit your inquiry. Wait for your immediate reply. Do not miss tonight's Q&A at 7 p.m. Eastern time. Don't miss it. You need your book, Get Your Money Back. And I'm doing a live Q&A, because you either going to change your taxes this year or you're going to live your life like a business so you can get your money back next year. We have to take a break. We will be right back. WVON.
Sync your life with Denise Wiggins and Lip Sync Cosmetics. Do you need extra cash? Want to start a home-based business known around the globe? Do you want to join a sisterhood that is growing by leaps and bounds? Then become a Lip Sync Cosmetic Ambassador. Visit www.lipsyncosmetics.com. That's www.lipsynkcosmetics.com. And submit your ambassador application today.
Hey, now, welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. We are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you. And we're also doing it one march at a time. This is marching orders. Let me tell you something. Get into it. What else do they say? What else is cool to say? Like, you know, I don't know how to get into it. Come on down. I think they said that on The Price is Right. Come on down. Yeah, come on now. Come on now. Come on now with the marching orders.
Light. It sounds like when somebody says, come on now, that sounds like you about to get a good old plate of food.
Come on now. Yeah, that sounds like Big Mom in the kitchen, and she got some real good food for you there. Well, that's what we're talking about with marching orders. I want you to come on down. Come on now. Get into it. You know, get with this. Honey, I don't know what they're saying, but we're going to do it. We're going to march. So every day there is an affirmation, and today's affirmation is, I declare God's incredible blessings over my life. I will see an explosion of God's goodness, a sudden widespread increase. I will experience the surpassing greatness of God's favor. It will elevate me to a level higher than I ever dreamed of. Explosive blessings are coming my way. This is my declaration. So I do this every year, Light, but let me tell you what I did this year.
Wait, that was powerful.
You want me to repeat it?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to repeat it again, so because I know everybody wants to hear it. I declare God's incredible blessings over my life. I will see an explosion of God's goodness, a sudden widespread increase. I will experience the surpassing greatness of God's favor. It will elevate me to a level higher than I ever dreamed of. Explosive blessings are coming my way. This is my declaration. You see, you have to speak those things that are not as though they were. You have to decree and declare. You have to speak out loud what it is that you believe. And so last year, like, and in previous years, I wrote this or I read it, but I started to actually put it in writing, in plain view. But this year I journaled. And let me tell you what I said. And I've got it to go back to. It says, God, I know you have more and I am ready to give more. Use me, restore me, elevate me, repeat. Use me, restore me, elevate me, repeat. In geometric fashion, explosive. Now, let me tell you what geometric fashion means. Geometric means we don't just grow by 1 + 1 = 2 and then add one more and it's 3 and then add one more and it's 4. Geometric growth means you go from 1 to 2 to 4 to 8 to 16 to 32 to you keep doubling and tripling until the number becomes so explosive. So when that number gets to be 500,000, you go from 500,000 to 1,000,000. You don't go from 500,000 to 500,001 or 500,002. When you go from 1,000,000, you get to 2. So whatever that means for you, that could mean your checking account. That could mean your level of joy. That could mean your level of peace and prosperity. It could be your outlook. It could be your mindset. I am looking for explosive geometric growth in every area. And that means my health. So whatever I've done to my body that I should not have done, whatever rest that I did not get, whatever exercise that I forfeited or just overlooked, I want to see explosive restoration, and I want to be used. That's what that means for me. Like, what does that mean for you?
My, oh goodness. You know, when you said the word explosion, it just felt like exactly what you just described. It was 0 to 100 real quick. And for an explosion to take place, that means so many things have to be in order. And I like to, you know, I like to think that God is blessing those who have gotten up in the morning to get the blessing, right? So you have to be ready at the opportune time. And that to me is what marching orders is all about. It's giving you that last bit of time before we like steer into the rest of this year to really buckle down and get focused on all of the details that are going to help you bring all of this stuff that you're looking for. And when I say stuff, I don't mean material items, but just all of the things that you'd like to see happen, your list of what it is you're looking to accomplish. It can't happen if you're not ready for it. I'm always, in the morning when I wake up, I'm always saying, Lord, I know that there are miracles coming today. And I've got to be on point in order to recognize a miracle, in order to see that what it is that I'm hoping and praying for is being revealed to me moment to moment. And so for me, when I hear that word explosion, I see and feel it preparing itself to be revealed, unveiled to me, and I've got to be ready for it.
Yeah, you know, I actually have a confession. I started marching orders, I think, a couple of weeks ago, because I feel a different, even more so than in the past. I feel even more of an energy. And this is only the first day of the month. I definitely always know I get it. By March 1st, you know, maybe the first 2 months of the year, it's not that I'm not doing anything, but I give myself permission to be lazy. I give myself permission to sleep in late. I give myself permission to, you know, just kind of take in, because the end of the year is usually not a period of rest for us. Being in the entertainment industry and the financial services industry, the end of the year for us has always, we've been on the road. We you were working on New Year's Eve and Christmas Eve and all of that stuff. And then we were gearing up for the wealth experience. And so we were always just kind of moving. So after the wealth experience every year, I would kind of take some time off, you know, and for many years, I needed time to be poured into. But this year, after having rested all year and not moving and going anywhere, I was ready this year, like I was ready. And so what I am doing in this marching orders, I am making some great, great accomplishments with my health. My vitamin D was at a 5. It is now at 29. That's after only 60 days. Do you know that's like impossible? That's that miracle that you're talking about.
That's that miracle, yes.
Baby, that's that miracle. Because, see, I took those vitamin D tablets and was like, listen, I need you to anoint this in Jesus' name and spread through my body. Now, you know I haven't gotten any sunlight. So to go from a 5 to a 29, there is consistency, there's work, there's belief. And then there is the processing. And not only did my vitamin D go up, my calcium got better, which then in older age, it, you know, prevents osteoporosis and some other things like that. But then there was a parathyroid thing. So that was a little out of control. It didn't really go anywhere. But then once the vitamin D and the calcium got in order, the parathyroid thing went away completely. So for me, that financial fitness piece, what I'm moving into is, you know, I don't know if you know this, but I wrote Living Check to Monday in 2 days. I was crazy. I'm going to write, I have 2 more books coming out this month. Mm-hmm. This month. I'm not going to tell y'all which ones. When you see them, just be like, oh my goodness, she put the books out. Not to mention Get Your Money Back is out and Beyond 2020 is out. There are 2 more books in addition to that, and who knows, there might be another. So I am planning. See, this is 2021. This is the year of, this is the adult year, okay? You're 21 now.
Oh.
Yeah, you're 21 yet now. Yeah, that's why this year started off so crazy, because 21-year-olds just, you know.
Right. Okay.
You know, but you can't rent a car yet because you're still a little off, you know, when you're 21. You got to go through some things. By the time you get to 25, then they give you a little more responsibility. So this is the adult year. I think this was around the time Grandma B told me to stand on my own 2 feet when I was begging for some money to do something probably that I didn't need to do and that I should have saved for myself. I am just elated and excited about marching orders and about this explosive growth for everybody who's listening. You know, the very first time I ever had a conversation with you was an interview, like, and you talked about where you are today. Basically, you know, what you did yesterday put you in the place where you are today. And the things that you do today are going to put you in the place where you end up 2 years from now, 3 years from now, 4 years from now. I have to say to you, the past 10 years, you have been putting in the work to get where you are today, to have these directorial, first of all, your first production, you are creator, executive producer, you're acting in it, you're directing, you rapping, you writing a theme song, come on now, light, come on now.
Yes.
And
yes.
You are doing what you do best, which is provide inspiration and hope, and you're cultivating new talent. So you are just amazing. And I'm excited about, you know, what this means for you. What else can we see coming your way this year, Light? Just in light, in the lineup of marching orders, what else are you putting in place this month?
Oh, and putting in place this month, the strategy for a short that I'll be shooting and directing. It'll be my directorial debut with a short, which, by the way, I'm also going to direct one of those episodes of the sitcom. But yes, in planning, which is so great, you know, because you have such a unique mind, because you can get into all of the details and the minutiae of the numbers and the spreadsheets, and then you switch a little dial and you get so creative, excuse me, and you're able to see things far beyond, you know, the folks who have been sitting there creating it. You can just come and see from a 30,000, you know, foot perspective, you know what, if you just move that over there and that over there, you got a winner. And of course, you did that with the short that we're working with two of the writers that we have signed to our management company. And you gave us something that was, you know, like, we could not deny how helpful that creative spark that you gave to us meant. And so I'm excited about that. We put a date in place to shoot that this summer. And so without spending too much time there, because I've got to give all my attention to the sitcom, we're excited about that as well. Woo. I think this is the time to just realize your potential, you know, and we've put a date on the calendar for the last quarter. You know, MC Light has a new documentary and music project called The Pastor and the Rapper.
Woo! Wait a minute. Don't tell them too much. Don't tell them too much. We got to take a break on that note. The Pastor and the Rapper, it is marching orders. Go to asklynn.org. Get on the live Q&A with me tonight. Go to asklynn.org. Get your book. Get your money back. Right now, we have to take a break, but we'll be right back. Don't turn that dial. WVON.
Do you need to protect your ideas? Do you want the exclusive right to use your brand across the U.S.? Attorney Michelle J. Miller can help you protect your ideas, business, and brand. Attorney Miller is a sought-out legal consultant, international business and brand protection lawyer and speaker. She is the undeniable attorney of choice for goal-getters, high-end business owners, and A-listers. Schedule your free legal consultation call today on Lynn's List at www.lynnmillionaire.com. Put your business and brand in the hands of the trademark queen, Attorney Michelle J. Miller. Call the MJ Miller Law Firm today to take advantage of a limited time special offer, 312-985-5200. Protect your brand now, because someone could steal it later.
Hey, now welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation. Our favorite radio station, MC Light, is here with us. We're talking about marching orders. Marching orders. Whatever you do this month is going to reap for the remaining 9 months of the year. The new year is the first 3 months of the year. It's the first 3 months. It's not the first day, the first week. It's definitely not over by Valentine's Day. Okay. It is still here. This is the new year. So you should feel today like you felt December 31st. As a matter of fact, you should feel even more powerful, even more strong, because you've had a chance to kind of see what the beginning of the year was going to hit us with, and it hit us upside the head a little bit. But we're still here. We're still moving. We're still going. And we're still growing. So now is the time to get that money straight, that budget straight, that relationship straight, those kids straight, that house in order, declutter, get your mind straight. Get the drainers out of the way, the haters, the blockers, the naysayers, and the crab barrel leg pullers. Move them out of your way and keep going and get where you are trying to go, to do what you're trying to do. I say this with so much passion and emphatic, unequivocal surety, because I've lived it. I've lived it, like, every year. Like, the year that I, you know, got to write my salary, and I told them what it was, and Dr. Benjamin Chavis called me back and said that wasn't enough. That happened to me. Leaving my corporate job and actually getting the opportunity to run a program for Russell Simmons nationally and then running the whole company after Felicia Butterfield left the Hip Hop Summit Action Network, meeting you, getting my insurance licenses, becoming a part of the Million Dollar Roundtable. That's the Million Dollar Roundtable, which is called the MDRT. It's a elite election for those in the insurance and financial services industries. And I got that designation light in 6 weeks. They give you a whole year to qualify. But I didn't start until September. I didn't go into the running until November. And by December 21st or December 25th, whatever the date was, I made the cut.
Right.
I was rookie of the year. So I have lived marching orders. It has manifested in my life, and it's manifested in the lives of others. So I want you to go to asklynn.org. Everything you need is there. Submit your inquiry, get your reply, and then read it. Read everything. If you cannot read, you cannot lead. Let me repeat again. We got to stop looking for the click answer. We got to stop looking for the quick answer. Let me repeat. We got to stop looking for the click answer. And we got to stop looking for the quick answer. Because if you want to get to the next level, it's not going to be just a click. And it's not going to be quick. You might have to click a few times. You might have to click 8, 9 times. But you have to know that when you are moving and clicking, that you are about to collide into your vision. Don't get frustrated because you don't find the answer. Click through every single course at asklynn.org. Click through everything there. Go through each section one at a time. Then go back to the calendar. Look at the shop all. Then look at each category. Look at the investment category. Look at the stock market category. Look at the home-based business category. Look at the relationship category. Look at the business finance category. Look at the credit category. Look at the real estate category. Look at every single category. And then look again. And find what it is that you need or someone in your family needs to get to the next level financially. It is there. You know, like I've been doing radio for now, I guess 16, 17 years. I had one speech, and that was buy a house back then. Now it's everything. It's whatever you want to do. It's building a legacy. It's estate planning. It's getting your LLC in order. You shouldn't do it yourself. Don't run a janky business. Don't run a broke janky business. We've got Ingrid teaching, attorney Deidre Wood Stokes, attorney Serena Williams, attorney Michelle Miller, Cecilia Marlowe, Janaea Kennedy, Monica Poland. It is just endless, you know, what we have to offer. So for those who want to get their money straight, I say that there are no excuses. There are no excuses, Light.
Right. No, you can't have excuses. This is the wrong time to be floating those around. I mean, that's cute when you're young and somebody else is taking care of you. But when you old and you're taking care of other people and you have to take care of yourself and you have to take care of the generation above and the generation below, it's time to show up, get that education so you can make a difference, not just for yourself, but for all of those that are surrounding you.
Yeah, I did not know when I was a child that once I grew up, I would have children in 3 different categories. I'd have the children that I had. Mm-hmm. They came from me and Demetrius. I have the children that had me. That's called parents. And I have the children that I work with. That I got to take care of. The whole team. Sunny girl. Team Sunny girl. Yes, honey. Lord Jesus. Let me tell you. Got to take care of all
come
of
on
them.
Now.
Yeah, come on now. But no, you're right. You know, we've got lots of responsibility. And the truth is, we all take care of each other. Because all of those same groups of people also take care of me. You know, my children provide me with certain, you know, and if not today, then there will be the day that it will come where they will have to help take care of me and their dad or in some form or fashion. And of course, my parents, they got me here and then the team at Sunny Girl and all of our business partners, they make sure that I show up, that you show up. And so it is literally the cycle of life. And so now is the time. This is marching orders. I just can't say it enough. And for this to be the first day and for the message in the first day to be so I will see an explosion of God's goodness, a sudden widespread increase. See, we could just stop there. That could be the whole thing right there. I will see an explosion of God's goodness, a sudden widespread increase. You got about 30 seconds, like, to tell us about the pastor and the rapper.
Oh, goodness. The pastor and the rapper is with Warren Campbell, Pastor Warren Campbell of California Worship out here in California. And we have an album together. He and I met through Heavy D. And when Heavy D passed away, he and I became tight. So I'm his heavy and he's my heavy. And he's my brother. And so we got in the studio and we created some great music. It was forever and a day that I hadn't recorded. And I decided, you know, I want to record with someone who understands me and my message. And that is one of inspiration. So look for the pastor and the rapper coming in the last quarter of this year.
Now, so you have the album, but the pastor and the rapper is like a documentary, you know, showcasing. Oh, my goodness. Okay, that's another project for Sunny Girl, 3-Year Productions, Partners in Rhyme. Honey, I got so many businesses, I don't know what to do. But I want you to have just as much, if not more. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson. MC Light is with us today. Go to asklynn.org right now. Make sure you are on the live tonight at 7 p.m. Get the book. You're going to need it for the live Q&A. And if you don't make it tonight, there will be a replay, but you got to sign up today, okay? You got to sign up today. It's marching orders. Don't let this season pass you by. This is WVON. We love you. Follow me at Lynn Richardson, at Lynn Millionaire. Go to LynnRichardson.com. We love you. We'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.